性。
And we're going to look at the book of Daniel.
我们要看看但以理书。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
And let's begin reading in verse 9.
我们从第九节开始读。
I kept looking until thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His vesture was like white snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was ablaze with flames. Its wheels were a burning fire. A river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands were attending him, and myriads upon myriads were standing before him. The court sat, and the books were opened.
九到十节，我观看，我们一起读。见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古长存者，他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯净的羊毛。宝座仍火焰，其轮乃烈火，从他面前有火向河发出。侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万。他坐着要行审判。案卷都展开，好，到此，好，读到这儿。
Right, let's look at verse 9.
我们看第九节。
I kept looking until thrones were set up.
我观看，见有宝座设立。
Now, just so you know.
要你知道啊。
The idea here in Hebrew is a little bit different.
在希伯来文里的这个代表表达的意义有点不同啊。
It says, I kept looking until thrones were thrown, like you would throw something.
哦，我观看见有宝座这个设立啊，在原文的意思就是直到那个宝座被丢出去了。
And it indicates this decisive, immediate.Judgment that has come upon the world.
这个表明了一个果断的、一个立刻的审判临到世上。
In other words, court is called in just a moment in time.
换言之，突然之间就开庭了。
When maybe no one is expecting it.
也许没有人期盼的时候，突然临到意外之料、意料之外。
The thrones are set up really quickly.
快快的，这个宝座就设立起来。
And the Ancient of Days takes his seat.
那亘古长存者就坐在其上。
Now, for a North American,
哦，对北美的人来说啊，
it's hard for us to grasp the idea of what the Ancient of Days refers to.
亘古常在者指的是谁？我们很难明白。
Because we seem to have lost our respect for the elderly.
因为我们北美人对年纪大的人似乎失去了尊重了。
In many cultures, a father has great respect.
在很多的文化里头，这些做父老啊，都很能够叫人尊重的。
And the grandfather, even greater respect.
那些做爷爷奶奶的更是德高望重。
As something of a patriarch.
因为他们是老祖宗啊。
But in our culture, that doesn't exist.
但是在北美文化没有这样的概念。
I still believe it does exist some in the Chinese culture.
我相信在中国人文化里头还是尊重长者。
That there's still a respect for the aged.
对那些年纪大的，我们还是有礼貌的。
And God here is referred to as the Ancient of Days.
这里啊，称神为那亘古常在者。
Now, when we think that something is ancient,
当我们想到一个很古老的东西的时候
it often denotes that something has old age and is full of weakness.
那表明它又老又软弱啊。
But that is not the idea communicated through this name.
但这里这个名字啊，并不表达那个又老又衰老软弱的意思。
It refers to the timelessness of God.
指的是神的永恒无限性。超越时间。
He was ancient before time even began.
历史还没有开始，神就已经存在。
He was ancient before the world began.
世界还没有开创，他就已经在那儿了，亘古的。
Not in a sense of weakness.
但是不是衰老的意思啊。
But in a sense of glory.
乃是荣耀。
And majesty.
而且是尊严。
And splendor.
而且威严。
Let me use a human illustration to communicate this.
用一个人的例子来说明。
I really enjoy studying a lot of different things.
我很喜欢研究很多的方面的东西啊。
I would love to be a carpenter.
我喜欢做一个木匠。
And study how to make the most beautiful furniture.
然后研究怎么造最好的家具。
I really like physics.
我也喜欢物理学。
And I would like to study physics.
我也喜欢研究物理的东西。
And there are so many things in this world that I would like to discover.
这世界上有很多东西我都愿意去发现、发掘。
But our life at best is 75 years.
但人生75岁就不得了了。
And sometimes I'm kind of jealous of the people who lived after Adam.
有时候我很羡慕活在亚当之后的那些老祖宗。
They lived 800, 900 years.
他们活了八九百年呢。
I think all the things I could learn in 800 or 900 years.
我如果能够活八九百年，可以学好多好多东西。
And even in my walk with God.
甚至在我与神的关系当中。
After 30 years, I still feel like an infant.
我信主三十年，我还像个宝贝一样。
I need at least 1,000 more years.
我需要至少一千年才能多学点。
To even look like I'm mature.
才能够有一点成熟。
You see, in this idea of an abundance of time.
哦，这里讲到这个时间的丰盛啊，这里。
For man, it can mean eventual weakness.
对人来说，这个最后会衰老。
Or let me say it this way.
这么说好了。
For a man.
对人来说。
To live 900 years.
活九百岁。
Means an accumulation of wisdom.
就是智慧的累积的结晶。
But sadly, it also means that he will eventually deteriorate in strength and wisdom.
但是同时呢，也象征着他会越来越衰老，在智慧、智能也会慢慢减低。
Because he will grow old.
因为他会衰老，老年痴呆。
He will accumulate a massive amount of wisdom.
他会积累许多的智慧。
But eventually it'll all be lost.
但最终归于无有，
痴呆掉。But now think about God.
但想想神呢？
He doesn't accumulate wisdom.
他没有必要去积累智慧。
Because he has all wisdom.
因为他本来就有一切的智慧。
But I think we can get a general idea that the fact that he is ancient means that he is full of wisdom.
但是我们可以明白，这个他是亘古常在者，意思就是他满了智慧。
A wisdom that never deteriorates.
这个智慧不会痴呆掉，不会忘掉的。
A strength that never deteriorates.
它的能力不会减少的。
Before time.
在时间没有之前。
Before the world began.
世界创立之前。
Before any man walked on the planet.
在地球上没有人类之前。
Before any angel was created.
甚至天使被造之前。
He was eternal.
他就是亘古长存的。
And he knew all things.
他一切都知道。
And he possessed all power.
他也拥有一切的力量。
And he continues that way until now.
他继续如此直到如今。
And he will continue that way forever.
他也永远是亘古常在如此。
And so to trust in him.
所以信靠这样位神。
And to draw from his strength.
从他的能力得力量。
Is surely something that we ought to do.
这是我们应该所做的，对不对？
Now look at this. It says that his vesture was like white snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool.
他的衣服洁白如雪。头发如纯净的羊毛。
His throne was ablaze with flames; its wheels were a burning fire.
哦，他的宝座乃像火焰，其轮乃烈火。
The idea of hair white as snow.
这里讲到头发洁白如雪。
And like pure wool.
纯净如羊毛。
Again, has the idea of being ancient.
哦，再一次给我们一个很亘古、一个很古老的一个图画。
Of being old,
很老很老
but not in a sense of weakness.
但是不是衰老的图画
but in a sense that he is eternal.
乃是那永恒的
Also, we have the idea here of His holiness.
而且有一个圣洁的图画。
His throne was ablaze with flames.
他的宝座乃像火焰。
Its wheels were a burning fire.
其轮乃像烈火一般。
A fire that continues.
这个火是不止息的。
And does not diminish.
永远不会烧尽的。
A throne empowered by God.
这个宝座是神的能力支撑的。
A kingdom that never runs out of strength or energy.
一个国度永远不会衰落、衰残的。
Because this God who is eternal.
因为这位神是永亘古常在的。
Is immutable.
他也是不改变的。
Is omnipotent.
他也是无所不能的。
Never decreasing in power.
他永远不会失去力量。
Then look in verse 10.
再看第十节。
A river of life was flowing and coming out from before him.
从他面前有火向河发出。
And then thousands upon thousands were attending him.
侍奉他的有千千。
And myriads upon myriads were standing before him.
在他面前侍立的有万万。
All of heaven.
哇，整个天。
Almost an infinite number of splendid beings.
哦，几乎是无限的这些荣耀的天使等等。
Splendid beings that have never sinned.
这些从来没有犯过罪的。
Are attending him.
都在侍奉他。
Do you really think he needs me and you?
你真以为他需要你跟我吗？
He doesn't need us.
他不需要我们。
Some people say, well, that makes me feel bad.
有些人说 那我觉得很
It doesn't make me feel bad.
我觉得我很可怜，我不觉得很可怜。
You see, some people want you.
你知道，有些人需要你。
Because they need you.
因为他们要你。
And that's the only reason they want you.
所以他们才要你。
God wants you.
但神要你。
When he doesn't need you.
当他不需要你。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
He needs nothing from you.
他不需要从你那得什么东西。
He's not wanting to get anything he needs.
他不想要从你那得一些他需要的东西，没必要。
But it's an act of grace.
但是是出于恩典，他要你。
I mean, we see the splendor of this.
好，我们看到这个荣耀，哇！
Do you see how big this God is?
你看到这位神是何等的伟大吗？
You don't see him.Seated upon the throne, worried.
你没有看他坐在宝座上了呀？这个
you don't see him,
坐立不安啊。
You don't see him weeping.
你有没有看他在那哭啊？
You don't see him frightened that what he wants to do, he won't be able to do.
你有没有看他害怕？我想做的我办不到啊。
You don't see any of that.
你看不到这样的景象。
He is absolutely sovereign.
他是完全的主宰万有，掌控一切。
I think it's very interesting in verse 13.
你看十三节啊，很有趣。
Since we're here, we might as well look at it.
既然我们在这，我们继续看下去啊。
Do you know when Jesus said?
你知道当耶稣说
，All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
He's talking about verse 13.
他在讲论第十三节。
The prophet says this.
先知说
，I kept looking in the night visions.
我在夜间的异象中观看
And behold with the clouds of heaven One like a son of man was coming And he came up to the ancient of days And was presented before him
见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来被领到亘古常在者的面前
And what happened?
发生什么事
Verse 14
十四节
And to him
给他了
was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom.
就得了权柄、荣耀、国度
That all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him.
使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他
And his dominion
他的权柄
is an everlasting dominion.
是永远的
An eternal dominion
是永远的
which will not pass away.
是不能废去的
And his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
也必不败坏。
This is what Jesus is talking about when he says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth.
这是当耶稣说天上地下所有权柄都赐给我。
Now look in verse 13.
再看十三节啊。
The last part of it.
好，最后一部分啊。
It says, and he came up to the ancient of days and was presented before him.
好，他被领到亘古常在者的面前。
I want you to think about this.
我要你好好思想这里。
Joseph's brothers,
约瑟的哥哥们,
in the Old Testament,
在旧约里,
they reject him,
他们弃绝了约瑟,
and they throw him into a well,
把他丢在一个井里头。
Then he's brought out of there,
然后把他带出来,
they throw him into a prison,
就把他丢在一个监狱里。
And there he is,
他就留在地牢里。
In a prison,
在地牢里。
And then what happens?
结果呢?
Pharaoh calls for him.
法老王就召他来。
And it says that he's basically cleaned up,
基本上把他洗干净了。
And he's presented before Pharaoh.
就被领到法老王的面前，记得吗?
And Pharaoh says this to him.
法老对他说,
apart from your word, no one will even move a finger in this kingdom.
如果没有你的允许，在整个国度里，埃及没有人可以动一根指头。
He says to Joseph, all authority,
他说所有的权柄,
has been given to you,
都给了你约瑟了。
No man will even move his foot,
一个人不能动手动脚,
and yet, unless you give him permission, 除
非你允许他。
Look here.
但看这里,
Jesus is in a tomb.
耶稣在坟墓里,
he is raised from the dead.
他从死里复活,
he ascends to the Father.
他升到天上的
父神面前, he is presented to the Father.
他被领到父神面前,
the Father basically says this,
父神基本上对他说,
apart from your word,
没有你的允许,
no one will move a finger.
没有人不能够动, 没有人能够动指,
the whole thing is yours.
所有的权柄都给了你,
and you have dominion over all.
你有权柄掌管万有。
That's the Jesus Christ that we serve.
这是我们所服侍的主耶稣。
He is not a crucified Savior.
他不是一个被钉十字架死掉的一个救主而已。
He was a Savior who was crucified.
他曾经死过，是的。
But he was raised.
但是他从死里复活了。
And he is seated at the right hand of God.
如今他坐在父神的右边。
And all authority is given to him in heaven and on earth.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给他了。
And his kingdom is eternal.
他的国度是永恒的。
Know this.
要知道。
He will never be voted out.
你永远不会把他选下去，他不会落选。
There will never be a rebellion against his throne.
你不可能反叛他的权柄，把他推翻掉。
If all the armies of earth and hell came together,
如果地上和所有地狱的军队都联合起来,
and they attacked the throne of Christ,
他们要进攻基督的宝座,
it would be like a tiny fly beating its head against a world of granite.
就像一只小小的苍蝇在撞一个花岗岩，像地球那么大的花岗岩的石头一样。
This is the God whom we serve.
这是我们所服侍的主。
And I don't need to have an answer to all my questions.
我没有必要知道我所有问题的答案。
With regard to what God is doing,
为什么神这么做那么做？没必要知道。
Because I understand something of His character.
因为我知道他的属性，他的品格如何。
Now let's look at another passage.
我们再看看另一段经文。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 8.
启示录第一章第八节。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
主神说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅哥，俄梅什么？
Now what does he
是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
What does he mean by Alpha and Omega?
什么意思？阿拉法跟俄梅哥？
Well, Alpha is the first letter of the Greek.
Alpha 是希腊字母的第一个字。
And Omega is the last.
Omega 是最后一个字。
He's saying, I am the first.
他说我是最先的。
And I am the last.
我也是最后的。
I was before everything.
我在一切万物之先。
And I will be when everything is not.
当一切都不存在，我还会存在。
In English, we would say, I am A to Z.
英文我们就说我是 A, 我是 Z.
And he's everything in between.
他也是中间的一切所有的。
You see, in another way too, it's almost like a parenthesis.
从另一个角度，就像一个，这个什么叫什么好？
enclosing everything.
就是叫什么号？括号。
You see, here's what you need to understand.
包括一切啊，包罗万象。
Outside of God,
在神之外的。
Outside of His Christ,
在基督之外的。
There is nothing.
没有任何的存在。
Do you understand me?
明白吗
？Nothing.
在他之外没有任何的存在。
And if what you're doing is outside of God and outside of His Christ,
如果你所做的是在基督和他的之外的话
，it amounts to nothing.
那么你所做的一切都毫无价值
，nothing，
一无所有，没有意义。
So many people live their life for nothing.
今天很多人都活着为虚空而活着。
And even many Christians
甚至基督徒
are involved in things that will amount to nothing.
也在做一些没有意义的事情。
But
虚空的虚空。
On the day of judgment, they will see their works burned up before them.
在审判的日子，他们会看到他们所做的一切都要烧为灰烬。虚空。
And it will also include many ministers.
也包括很多传道人在内。
Remember when Jesus said, "Depart from me, I never knew you."
耶稣说，离开我去，我从来不认识你。
He was specifically talking there to those who had prophesied in His name.
他特别向那一些曾经奉他的名所预言的人。
Those who supposedly cast out demons in His name.
那些奉他的名传道，奉他的名赶鬼那些。
Those who perform miracles in His name.
那些奉他的名行了许多的异能的人。
So some ministers will be utterly and totally lost in hell.
有一些传道人会完全的失落在地狱里。
Others that were converted,
还有一些得救的
will see the greater part of their ministries burned up.
会看到他们所做的大多数的工作都要烧为灰烬。
How can we be sure that we do not fall into that?
我们怎么能够肯定我们不落在这些人当中呢？
By not doing what is right in our own eyes.
借着不要偏心记录，做自己以为是的事。
And by drawing the pattern for our lives and ministries from the scriptures.
借着根据神的话语作为我们行事的规模和准则。
Don't you realize?
你不知道吗？
He says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
他说你要恐惧战惊做成得救的功夫。
In part, what that means is this.
其中一个意义是。
You can live and minister unbiblically.
你可以按着自己的意思违背圣经生活或者服事。
And you can lose much.
你可以失去很多。
Therefore, do not trust in yourself.
因此你不要信靠自己的聪明智慧。
Don't trust in the latest fads of Christianity.
不要跟随基督教里的潮流，盲目的跟随。
Don't trust in the latest fads of Christian ministry and church growth.
不要信靠那些教会增长的最后的潮流，不。
Devote yourself to the scriptures.
你要全心投入神的话语。
Cling to the scriptures.
抓住神的道。
Do what the scriptures tell you to do.
照着神的话语去行。
And don't base your life and your ministry on your own cleverness.
不要照着你自己的聪明智慧来做一切的事情，不要根据自己的智慧。
He's the Alpha.
你知道，起初阿美哥。
He is the Omega.
他是阿拉法，他是俄美哥。
I think it's very interesting and very important to point out.
我想很有趣，也很重要，要指出来啊。
That this description is used of Yahweh in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头啊，这个阿拉法、俄美哥指的也是耶和华。
And it is also used to describe Jesus Christ.
同时也形容耶稣基督。
In different texts in the book of Revelation.
在启示录里头不同的经文里头指的是耶稣基督，也指的是耶和华，旧约耶和华。
And that is proving to us once again that Jesus was more than a man.
再一次证明耶稣不仅是一个凡人而已。
He was more than an angel.
他也不仅是个天使，不是天使。
He was the Alpha and the Omega.
他乃是阿拉法、俄美哥。
The first and the last.
起初的也是末了的。
God in the flesh.
他是神来到世上，道成肉身。
He's the one who intercedes for us.
他是那位为我们祷告、为我们代求的那位。
It is because of him.
因为他。
And his seat at the right hand of God.
他坐在父神右边。
That we are saved.
所以我们才能得救。
And therefore.
因此。
It is essential.
非常重要。
That our Savior.
我们的救主
be eternal
也是永恒的
and unchanging
也是不变的。
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
他昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的。
Because if he was anything else,
要不然的话
we could have no confidence in him.
我们就不能够信靠他了。
We would always be wondering.
我们总是会不知道该怎么办。
He exists today.
他今天存在。
But will he not exist tomorrow?
明天他会存在吗？
He represents us today.
今天他做我们的中保，在父神面前。
Will he turn from us tomorrow?
明天他会不会弃绝我们呢？
No.
不会的。
He's eternal.
他是永恒不
变。Immutable.
他是永不改变。
Faithful.
他是信实的。
Absolutely trustworthy.
可靠的。
Now, I want us to look at some more texts.
我们再看看一些经文。
I want us to go to Job 36:26.
约伯记36章26节。
Job 36:26. Behold, God is exalted and we do not know him. The number of his years is unsearchable.
神为大，我们不能全知，他的年数不能测度。
Another translation has it this way.
另一个翻译这么翻的。
Yes.
是的。
God is great beyond knowledge.
神是大到超越我们的知识的
程度的。The number of his years are unsearchable.
他的年数是不能测度的。
Now let's look at this.
好，我们看看啊。
First of all, behold.
好，首先啊，在英文有一个看啊。
You know, when we're living, when we're passing through trials.
你知道，当我们经历患难的时候。
And we're passing through difficulties as Christians.
我们身为基督徒经历一些难处的时候
，we become out of focused and confused.
有时候我们的焦点就模糊了，我们会糊里糊涂。
We begin to look in the wrong direction.
我们会方向就看错了。
We get our eyes off of who God is.
我们的眼目就不定睛在神身上了。
Do you know what we need?
你知道我们需要什么吗
？Someone to grab us by the shoulders.
需要有人抓住我们的肩膀
，and shake us.
然后摇一摇
，and go behold.
走。看啦
，Look，
看啦
，Focus your eyes back on him，
把你的眼目的焦点再次集中在他的身上。
Focus your eyes back on who he is，
把你的眼目焦点集中在神的身上。到底他是谁
？We take our eyes off the Lord，
你当你把眼目从神身上转移了
，We look at our circumstances，
我们看看我们的环境
，And we see that they are greater than us。
我们以为这个环境比我们更大，要把我们吞没了。
We look at ourselves,
我们看看自己
and we see that we are weak,
看到我们这么软弱
and so we fear and despair.
所以我们就害怕，我们就绝望。
Do you know what the cure for that is?
你知道这个药方出路是什么吗？
Getting your eyes back on him.
是把你的眼目再一次焦点集中在他身上。
Eyes back on him.
仰望他。
Behold,
看哪、
啊、Look,
看哪、啊、
God is exalted.
神为大。
He's exalted above you.
他比你大得多。
He's exalted above all your enemies.
他比你的仇敌大得多。
He's exalted above all your problems and circumstances.
他比你的难题，他比你的环境大得多。
He is exalted.
他伟大。
And we do not know him.
我们不知，我们不能全知他。
That does not mean that we cannot know God.
这不是说我们不能够认识神啊，不知道神啊。
We can know God.
我们可以知道他，可以认识。
And we can know much more about God than we know right now.
我们可以认识他多过我们现在知道他的知识。
What it's saying is you can't know him in his fullness.
这里意思说我们不能够，中文翻译得很好，不能够全知他。
It doesn't matter how much you know about the greatness of God.
哦，不论你知道神有多伟大。
You haven't even begun to understand how great he is.
你还没开始了解到底他有多伟大。
All that you know of him.
你所认识他的这一切知识。
Is nothing but a pale shadow of the true reality.
跟这个认识他的，跟他的事实比起来，真是相形逊色。
You know God is great?
你知道神是伟大的。
Then be encouraged.
那么你应该大得鼓励。
He's infinitely greater than what you know.
他比你知道他的大，知道他的知识大得多得多。
You think God is faithful?
你认为神是信实的吗
？You're right.
没错。
Be encouraged.
你还要得安慰。
But be encouraged in this.
你要得安慰，因为。
He's infinitely more faithful than what you can understand.
因为他比你所了解的信实还要信实的多得多的信实。
Do you believe God loves you?
你相信神爱你吗
？Walk in that love.
你要活在他的爱的光中。
But know this.
但你要知道。
He loves you infinitely more than what you can understand.
他爱你超过你对他的爱的知识的多得多的无限的多。
Now that's an encouragement.
这是我们的安慰。
There have been some men that truly had a grasp of the attributes of God.
有些人对神的属性有一些更深的认识。
But if you took all the greatest biblical theologians,
但是你把所有的圣经里这些神学家都聚集起来
，and you added together all their knowledge of God,
你把他们所有对神的认识都加在一块儿
，it would be like baby talk.
那就像这个小孩在讲话一样。
Compared to what he really is,
比起神的伟大，简直。
That's encouraging.
这是我们的安慰。
He's so great.
他是如此之伟大。
You can't know his greatness.
是你可以认识他的伟大。
After an eternity in heaven,
你就算在天上永远远远住在那儿。
You will not even have begun to understand how great he is.
你还没有开始明白他的伟大有多伟大。
Let me go back to something I'm always talking about.
让我再回到我总是讲的一些。
What keeps heaven from being boring?
什么使天堂不至于闷呢？
I mean, I hear Christians talk about gates of pearls and streets of gold.
我听到基督徒讲论的啊，天上有黄金街，有什么珍珠门。
I mean, you can swing on a gate only so many times, and then it gets really boring.
那你在那个珍珠门上，你摇来摇去几次，你就闷了。
And walking on streets of gold.
你在黄金街上走啊。
It's probably going to get old.
也许你就走到老了。
It's like, what else do we do?
除此以外，我还干啥？黄金街走来走去，闷死。
I mean, eternity is a long time.
你知道，永恒是非常长的。
I like Chinese food, but I don't think I could eat it for an eternity.
我尽管我喜欢中国餐，但是我想我不能够永恒里头总是吃中国菜。
I may like to watch ping pong.
我也喜欢看打乒乓波。
But I don't think I could watch it for an eternity.
但是我想，这永恒里头总是看打乒乓，我受不了。
Eternity,
永恒啊
is bliss and ecstasy without diminishing.
是幸福，哇，是。永不止境的兴奋。
Because we will never exhaust the glories and greatness of God.
因为我永远不能，那个神的荣耀是永无止境的。
We will never discover all of who He is.
我们永远不能完全发掘他到底是如何伟大。
But in eternity, we will pass tracking down the glories and beauties of God.
永恒会过去，我们会继续不断地发掘神的荣耀，神的伟大。
Now, let's look in Psalms 90.
我们再看诗篇。
Verses 1 and through 3.
就诗篇一到三节。
It says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man back into dust and say, Return, O children of men.
神人摩西的祈祷，我们一起读。主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出。地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。
Oftentimes,
往往
we give a great deal of respect to men.
我们很尊重一些人。
We trust in men.
我们依靠人。
Sometimes we even run to men instead of running to God for help.
有时候我们有需要的时候，我们奔向人而不奔向神。
But look what man is.
那看看人算什么？
He's for a moment.
他不过是一下子就过去。
And then he turns back to dust.
然后就归于尘土了。
This is what God said in Isaiah.
这就是神在以赛亚书说的。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
第二章二十二节。
Stop regarding man.
不要再信靠神了，人了。
Whose breath of life is in his nostrils.
他不过只有一口气在鼻孔里头。
For why should he be esteemed?
为什么你要这么尊重人呢？
Now what does this mean?
什么意思？
Well, first of all, man is flesh and not spirit.
首先啊，人是肉体，不是灵。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
Eternal and enduring.
而且他是永恒长存的。
Man is flesh and frail and turns to dust.
人不过是肉体，他是软弱的，他会归于尘土的。
Another way of looking at it is this.
另外一个角度是这么看的。
What is the greatest man?
人中最伟大的人上人是谁？
He's only one breath in his nostrils.
他鼻孔里头不过有口气息而已。
Because after that one breath is gone,
那一口气没的时候，
there's no guarantee of another.
没有保证下一口气从哪来。
I mean, what is man?
人算得什么吗？
He's dust.
他不过是尘土。
He's a flower who fades.
他是一朵花要凋谢的花。
He's the dew that burns off with the morning sun.
他是早晨的露，就太阳一晒就没了。
He is a fleeting cloud.
它是一片云雾，出现少时就没了。
He's a vapor.
它是一片云雾。
He's one nose full of breath.
它是鼻孔里一口气而已。
But who is God?
而神是谁？
Says you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
他说你世世代代都做我们的居所主啊。
When the Christian thinks of God.
当基督徒想到神的时候。
The first thing he should do is realize.
第一件事情他要认识到
The limitations and weaknesses of man.
人的有限和人的软弱
And then when he looks to God.
但是当他仰望神的时候
First of all, according to verse 1.
首先根据第一节啊
He should think historically.
他应该从历史来认识神
That when we go back through history.
当我们回到历史
God has been faithful to every generation of his people.
神对他每一代的他的百姓都是信实的。
The story of man is nothing but man's unfaithfulness to God.
人的故事和历史是他对神的不信实不忠心。
And God's enduring faithfulness to man.
而神对人的不断的信实和他的。
So when we look to him,
所以当我们仰望他的时候
we look to him as one in whom we can trust.
我们仰望一位我们可以信靠的神。
He has never failed.
他从来没有叫我们失望过。
Any of his people,
他没有叫他的百姓失望过。任何百姓。
Any generation,
任何世代的人失望过。
Also, verse 2.
而且第二节。
Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
诸山未曾生出，地狱世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。
He's not a new God.
他不是一个新出现的神啊。
He's not an immature God.
他不是一个没有成熟的神。
This isn't his first time at doing things.
这不是他第一次尝试做事情过。
Let's say I'm going to go scuba diving.
譬如说我要去潜水啊。
I like to scuba dive.
我喜欢潜水。
And let's say that there is a guide who is with me.
譬如我有一个导游啊，跟我在一块。
And it's a very dangerous dive.
这是一个很危险的潜水。
Before I go on that dive.
我潜水之前呢？
I'm going to ask this question.
我要问个问题。
How many times has the guide dived?
我那个导游曾经下水几次。
How many times has he dived this deep?
他潜水潜那么深有多少次？
If they tell me,
如果他告诉我，
the deepest he's ever dived is 1 meter.
他只潜水过一尺。
And he's never dived in the ocean before.
他从前没有在大海里头潜水过。
I'm going to say, I want a new guide.
我说，哎，我要一个新的导游。
And if someone says to me, you just need more faith,
如果有人说你需要更大的信心，
I'll say, you get me more of a guide and I'll have more faith.
我说你给我一个更好的导游，我会有更大的信心。
This God of ours,
这位我们的神呢？
This isn't his first time around.
这不是他第一次来潜水啊。
You aren't the first person he's adopted.
你不是他第一个他收养的孩子啊。
He's from everlasting to everlasting.
哇， 从亘古到永远他是神。
And he's worthy of trust.
他配得我们的信赖。
Also, there's nothing he hasn't seen already.
而且世上说没有一件事情他没有见过的，没有新鲜事。
If I'm walking down a real dangerous street,
如果我在一个很危险的大街上走
and I'm with a friend of mine,
我带着个朋友
who's a really good fighter,
他是一个很好的打架的人
he says, I know everybody in this neighborhood.
他说我这个整个灵舍社区我都认得
Don't worry.
你放心好
and I say, it's a dangerous neighborhood.
这个是一个很危险的社区、哦、
Don't worry.
放心
This is my house.
这是我的家
I know everybody in this neighborhood.
我的地盘我是地头蛇我都认得
And we're walking down the street.
我们在大街上走
And all of a sudden this guy about this tall、
哦、然后来了一个好高大的人
Starts coming towards us.
向我们走来
And my friend goes.
我朋友说
I don't know that guy.
那小子我不认得。
I'm not going to have much confidence.
所以我就没有信心了。
But this is not God's first time.
但这不是神的第一次。
At saving a people.
第一次拯救他的百姓。
Or saving a person.
或者拯救一个人，不是。
He has been the dwelling place of his people for in all generations.
他世世代代都做他百姓的居所。
And from everlasting to everlasting, he's God.
从亘古到永远，他都是神呐。
He was God at the beginning.
起初他是神。
He'll be God at the end.
到最后他也是神。
Now that's important.
是很重要的。
He's not a God that was born.
他不是曾经出生过一次的神。
And then grew to be stronger and stronger and wiser and wiser.
越长越大，越来越聪明，越来越有能力。
But then when he reaches a certain age, he'll start getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker.
然后到一个地步，他就开始越来越老，衰老了。不。
No, from everlasting.
从亘古。
He's God.
到永远，他都是神。
Now another thing I want you to see here.
另外一件你要看到的是啊。
Eventually,
最终
we all turn to dust.
我们都会归回尘土
We all turn to dust.
我们都会死掉
I don't know if you've ever seen a person die.
我不晓得你见过人死没有
But I've seen many people die.
我看过很多人死
I've watched.
我亲眼就看着他死
As they died.
当他们死的时候
And as one doctor told me.
有一位医生告诉我
It's one of the most supernatural things you could ever see.
这是一件最超自然的现象，你可以看到。
Because the moment a person dies,
因为人死的那一刻
，they go from a person,
他们从一个人
，to literally what looks like a piece of clay,
变成了就像一块泥巴一样。
Not even human,
就不是人了。
I remember watching when my mother passed away.
我记得我看到我母亲过世的时候。
One second, it was my mother.
前一秒钟她是我妈。
The next second, it wasn't.
一秒之后就不是我妈了。
It was an abandoned house.
是一个被荒废的屋子。
An abandoned piece of clay.
是被荒废的一块泥巴。
This is all of us.
人不过如此。
Sometimes,
有时候啊。
In the history, especially of the Catholic Church,
在尤其是天主教的历史当中啊
，you'll see these morbid statues.
你看到那些很可怕的那个雕像
，or morbid paintings，
或者可怕的那个画像。
At least they're morbid to us.
对我们来说很可怕。
You'll see a priest standing there.
你看到一个神父站在那儿
，looking at a skull.
看着一个骷髅头。
I've seen statues like that.
我看过这样的雕像啊。
I've seen paintings like that.
我也看过这样的画像。
But we need to be very careful at what's being presented.
我们需要很谨慎，到底他要表达的是什么意思。
It's not necessarily a preoccupation with death.
这不是跟死亡的一个迷恋，不见得。
It is seeking to communicate our need to contemplate our mortality.
而是。要表达的是，我们需要默想，考虑到人生的有限，生命的短暂。
That we will die.
有一天我们会死的。看这个。
You know, I've seen the death of old men.
你知道我看过老人的死亡。
And I've been at their funerals.
我也曾经参加过他们葬礼。
And the building is filled with many other old men. They are all going to die in a few years, just like their friends. But they don't even seem to understand that what happened to their friend is going to happen to them.
但是他们似乎不明白，在他们朋友身上发生的死亡，有一天也会发生在自己的身上。
And sometimes when I've preached,
有时候当我讲道的时候,
in those funerals,
在那些葬礼上讲道,
I've actually said, wake up!
我说, 诶, 醒过来,
you old men!
你们这老头老奶奶,
look in this casket!
你看看这个棺材,
you're going to be here!
有一天你会进来,
and maybe a few months!
也许再过几个月就来了,
think about your death!
你要考虑你的死亡。
Now we shouldn't always be thinking about our death.
当然我们不应该总是想死啊。
But we should contemplate it.
但是我们要考虑, 好好,
we should realize that we are mortal.
你要明白人生是有限的,
we are going to die.
有一天我们要死,
and no man
没有任何人,
can defeat death.
可以胜过死亡。
You need a God who is from everlasting to everlasting.
你需要一位从亘古到永远的神帮助,
who sent a Savior.
他差遣一位,
God in the flesh.
道成肉身, 神降世为人,
who killed death,
他胜过了死亡,
triumphed over death,
他杀死了死亡,
and gave us life,
赐给我们生命。
You also, as a believer,
身为一位信徒而已,
you need to contemplate your life.
你需要考虑自己的生命。
You are going to die.
你也要死。
You know, one thing I was telling Patrick,
你知道，我跟严牧师，我跟他讲,
now don't get mad at me.
你别生气啊。
But I was telling Patrick,
我跟严牧师说,
you know what?
你知道吗?
The Chinese people,
中国人啊,
they really like to show everybody how much money they have.
他们很喜欢炫耀自己有多少钞票。
Their cars,
他们的车子,
they sure drive some fancy cars.
哇, 中国人开的车可漂亮了。
And he said, yes.
严总还说,
their houses too.
他们的房子也是,
and their watches are very important.
他们的手表也很重要。
As a matter of fact, if someone is being photographed,
其实有人就是会照相嘛,
they want everyone to see their watch and their cell phone.
他们要他们看到他们的手机跟手表。
My dear friend,
照相的时候要看到, 朋友们,
you're going to lose all those things.
你这一切你有一天都会失去。
When you die,
当你死的时候都没了。
And if you're trying to gain the respect of people around you,
如果你想要得到人的尊重, 周围的人的尊重,
when they come to your funeral,
当他们来到你的葬礼的时候,
they're going to look at you,
他们会看看你,
they're going to say a few nice words,
他们会说两句好听的话,
and then they're probably going to ask,
然后他们也许会问,
is there any food around here?
还有没有吃的没有这里, 有没有供应午餐?
Really?
真的?
You know.
你知道。
So why do we live?
为什么活在世上?
Just to get a whole bunch of things?
仅仅去抓世界得一些东西而已吗?
To impress a bunch of people?
给别人美好的印象而已吗?
Who don't even like us?
这些人甚至不喜欢我们, 你给他好印象。
So that when we die?
好像你死的时候,
we lose everything.
我们失去一切吗?
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
That doesn't make sense.
You know,
你知道吗?
When I was 17,
当我17岁的时候,
my father and I were working on a fence on our horse farm.
我跟我爸爸在我们的马牧场上在修这个栏杆。
And we were carrying some heavy loads.
我们在背一些重的担子。
And my father screamed.
我爸爸尖叫一声。
And I saw his face.
我看到他的脸。
And I caught him.
我抓着他。
And we fell to the ground.
我们一起倒在地上。
And he was dead.
他就死了。
And I thought.
我在想。
At that time.
那个时刻。
Nothing matters.
没有重要的事儿。
My father was very smart.
我爸爸很聪明啊,
he's dead.
他死了。
My father was respected.
大家都尊重我爸爸。
He's dead.
但他死了。
My father had money.
我爸爸很有钱。
He's dead.
但他死了。
My father had a wife he loved.
我爸爸有个他所爱的妻子。
He's dead.
但他死了。
my life will be no different.
我的生命还是这样。
I will die.
我也会死。
I'll lose everything.
我会失去一切。
And I just became angry.
我就开始生气了。
But a few years later at the university,
几年之后在大学里头，
I opened a Bible
我打开圣经，
that my mom had put in my suitcase.
是我妈妈放在我的箱子里的。
And it says,
上面写着，
As for man, his days are like grass.
至于人，他就像草一样。
As the flower of the field, so he flourishes.
凡有血气的，尽都草必枯干，花必凋谢。
But when the wind passes over him, he is no more.
当风吹过他的时候，他就没了。
And the place acknowledges him no more.
他所在的地方也不认识他。
At the funeral,
在葬礼的时候，
people were talking about all kinds of things.
人在讲很多好事情。
It's as though my father hadn't even died.
好像我爸爸从来没死一样。
Or that no one cared.
好，没有人关心他一样。
I read that,
我读了那句话，
and I got angry.
我就很生气。
And I put the Bible on the bed.
我就把圣经丢在床上。
And I said, thanks God.
我说谢谢神啊。
For telling me something I already knew.
告诉我已经知道的事情。
But there's no solution.
但是没有答案。
And then a few minutes later, I went back and picked up that Bible again.
几分钟之后，我又把圣经捡起来。
And I read a little further.
我继续往下读。
It said, but the love of the Lord is everlasting on those who fear him.
但是那些敬畏他的人，神向他们所显的慈爱是直到永远的。
Everlasting.
永恒的，永远的。
There it is.
答案在这。
The word I was looking for.
就是我所。
Last forever.
我所读的话语，永远。
It will not be destroyed by death.
不会被死亡所吞灭掉。
That's why it's so important that God is eternal.
所以神的永恒性才如此重要。
Now let's look in Psalms chapter 90, verse 4.
我们再看第四节啊。
For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一根。
And then 2 Peter 3:8.
彼得后书三章八节。
But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like one day.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
Now I want to just quote a commentary writer by the name of Big.
我要引用一个圣经的注解家所说的话，叫做 Big.
He says, about these two verses.
他谈论到这两节经文了。
The desire of the psalmist is to contrast the eternity of God with the short span of human life.
这诗人的想要表达的是比较人生的短暂。Say it again.
The desire of the psalmist
这诗人的想要表达的是
is to contrast the eternity of God
比较神的永恒
with the shortness of human life
和人生的短暂。
But what Peter wants to do
但是彼得要做的是什么呢？
is to contrast the eternity of God
是比较神的永恒
with the impatience of human expectations
和人的期盼的不耐烦。
What he's saying is this
他所表达的是
the psalmist is showing us
诗人要告诉我们
that God is eternal,
神是永恒的
and man is but a day,
人不过是一日之久短暂的
and Peter is showing us,
而彼得告诉我们呢
that God is eternal,
神是永恒的
and he works out all his purposes,
他把他的旨意 行出来
and even though,
尽管
much time will pass,
时间都过去了
We should not be impatient.
我们不要不耐烦，不要等不及。
But we should rest in the promises of God.
我们应该安息在神的应许上。
Sometimes when I think about the patience of God, I am amazed.
当我思考神的耐性的时候，我很惊讶。
I have been a Christian for over 30 years.
我信主超过30年了。
There are some things in my life
在我生命中有一些事情啊
that are not where they should be.
还没有到达应该到达的地步。
There are places in my life where I need to change.
有一些我生命中有些方面我需要改变了。
It's amazing to me
对我来说叫人惊叹
that God is willing to work more than 30 years.
神竟然愿意在我身上动工超过三十年，还在动。
On one certain thing in my life，
就在我生命中的一个问题，他愿意动这么长时间。
And he does not run out of patience。
他还没有不耐烦。
Do you know how we are with our children？
你知道我们对我们的孩子往往怎么样
？And how we are with other believers？
或者对别的信徒，我们
？We point out something that's wrong in them。
我们指出他们生命中一些缺点啊。
And if they haven't changed by the next day, we say we don't want to be their friend anymore。
明天他们还不改变的话，我们就不做他们朋友了，对不对
？And yet God，
但神呢
？Endures。
他
，He endures。
他真是大有耐心。
He is so patient.
他是何等的宽大。
He is so kind.
如此的宽容大量。
He is eternal.
他是永恒的。
He's not running out of time.
他不会没时间的。
He's working everything according to his will.
他是按着他的旨意行使万事。
Knowing that,
你知道如此的话，
we should be patient.
我们就应该也有耐心了。
With what we expect.
对我们的期盼有耐心。
We should wait for His promises.
我们应该等候他的应许的实现。
Without ever giving up.
不要放弃，不要灰心。
He will do it.
他必定成全他的应许。
He will do it.
他一定会的。
He will do it.
他必成就。
Well, let's pray.